This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We extend to you a warm welcome from the Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. In today's program, we receive the news that Jesus is hosting a banquet, and you are invited. Will you come? Well, he has many exciting items on that menu. Please accept this request today, for the day is coming when those who have refused will no longer be invited.
We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that we have this opportunity to listen carefully to what you have to say regarding our preparation for the salvation that has been prepared for us. Help us to understand that the invitation by your grace must be received, or it is null and void for that individual. God, we pray your blessings upon the radio ministry as it goes out over these various parts of our world. We ask that it may touch the hearts of some people who yet have to make a decision for Christ. Grant, O God, that we may be your servants in your hands. Amen. friends in Christ. Our text today is taken from the 14th chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke. It reads as follows. One Sabbath, when Jesus went to eat in the house of a prominent Pharisee, he was being carefully watched. But he also noticed how the guests picked their places of honor at the table, and he told them many parables. One of the parables is of the great banquet. Let me read it for you. When one of those at the table with him heard this, he said to Jesus, "Blessed is the man who will eat at the feast in the kingdom of God." Jesus replied, "A certain man was preparing a great banquet, and he invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to tell them who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, 'I have just bought a field, and I must go and see it. Please have me excused.' Another said, 'I have just bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I am on my way to try them. Please excuse me.' And still another one said, 'I have just been married, and I just cannot come.' When the servant came back and reported this to the master, then his owner said of the household became angry and ordered his servant to go quickly out into the streets and alleys and towns and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame. 'Sir,' the servant said, 'what you have ordered has been done, but there is still room.' Then the master told his servant, 'Go out into the roads and the country lanes and make them come in so that my house will be full. I tell you, we shall not eat, no one of those who have refused my invitation will get a taste of my banquet.'" Let me read you that last verse again. "I tell you," this is Jesus now, "not one of those men and women who were invited will get a taste of my banquet." Our Lord wanted them to have this story, and he wants us to have it some 2,000 years later, certainly in a different kind of an environment, but having the same impact of dealing with the invitation of Jesus to come to his throne of grace. Now, they had their excuses. They were going to take care of their fields. They were going to take care of their rooms, their oxen. One of them had just gotten married, and he had to spend some time with his bride. So the servant was sent out again and again until that room was full. And Jesus said, "Not one of those who were invited will taste of my banquet." What does this parable have to do with us living in this time of life? The invitation goes out. Now, I am going to interpret this as best I can with the help of a lot of good commentators. Everything is now ready. Jesus has suffered and died for the sins of the world, and he has promised that anyone who will, by the grace of God, receive him as Savior and Lord will have a place at the heavenly banquet. That is what we hear when we come to a church service on Sunday morning. It's the invitation again that must flow. That is a point of every message, ultimately, that we are in some way to be in the banquet of Christ at the end of the world, but we are also to have him with us while we work here on this earth. But the invitation is given. And so the person can say, I'm ready. I want Christ as my Savior and my Lord. I want him in my heart. I want to live with him and have him communicate with me. And I want to communicate with him. For there are many things in this old world that I cannot understand, save that I am led by my Savior and Lord. I'm thankful for every one of these people who have answered that invitation from our Lord to the banquet feast. But not all have. Others have said, "I am not yet there. but maybe the day will come. Right now, I think of Jesus intellectually as the Savior of the world, but he has not been brought into my life as I know the text speaks, and Jesus wants it to be. But give me a little time. And time does run out, but the day of grace is with you and me until we breathe our last. But we are really cheating ourselves if we don't get into the kingdom of God quickly and know what it is to walk in his presence. On the other hand, there are those who probably come once in a while, many of them who do not come at all, and you ask them, what about all these invitations you have had? Are you going to accept one of them? Are you going to let Jesus Christ into your life? And I don't believe that everyone is ready to do that, nor perhaps ever will. The other night on television, they were interviewing Mr. King, Larry King, who entertained us for so many years on the television. And he was talking about death and what happens after death. And Larry King said, I don't believe there is anything after death. My wife does. She is a believer. She's very faithful. But I don't believe it. Well, there are many who are of that same persuasion. I'm going to try to pack everything in here that I can, because when this is over, it's all over. Our Lord Jesus Christ wants us to know that the invitation extended today is on until we breathe our last. But there are also some real problems that some people have. They don't see the need of it. They don't believe in it in any way, and yet we keep right on preaching. What does Jesus have on the menu in one of these banquets to which we are invited? Well, first we have to say, and the primary thing is, a seat in the kingdom of God. And that gives us the assurance of our salvation. Just imagine that I have a seat, a place, in the kingdom of God, and there I will live eternally until Christ enters in and gives us the story about what we will do when we enter the heavenly home. That we do not know yet. But he is saying, you know, while you're here on this earth, I have some other great things on the menu that I want you to take part in and to have. Listen to some of his statements. We're bothered. There are a lot of things in our nation, in our homes, in our churches, and we get kind of upset. Listen to what Jesus Christ says. Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's a great promise. We can have our rest as it comes from God Almighty. That's one of the big items on the menu. I see people who are terribly disturbed trying to pour themselves out of all the difficulties that come their way, and to no avail, until they finally have to say, I have left it all with the Lord. And then they are ready to go on. This can often happen in the cases, for example, where you have raised children and they are apart. As a family, you're not together as you used to be. And more what you would give if we could only come to faith in Christ and be one in him. Then it is that Jesus says, you come. I'm still working, and we'll see if something miraculous does not happen. You come, and I will give you rest. Here is another item on our menu. Your sins are forgiven. Sometimes we seem to be able to live with those sins and kind of enjoy them, and some do not even want to forsake them. But I wonder if when it's dark at night and our lives are right before us, if you will not probably say, Lord, what shall I do with this sin? It can be as close at hand as a way you might have treated a child. It might be the relationship between your wife and you, and it is not what it should be, and you have sinned against one another. That home is never going to be right until the sins against each other is finally taken away. So Jesus Christ says, I realize it. I know that you're individual people. You have your own will, and you're going to pursue that to the nth degree. But I come and tell you that this is wrong, but that sin can be taken from you. I recently visited with a lady whose husband had been very unfaithful to her. And not only with one wife, with one woman, but with several. Not that several made it much different than one. And yet she said, I battled this. We were apart for a while. We were seeing counselors of every description. We visited with our pastor. But it didn't seem that anything really helped, and yet neither one of us wanted to see that marriage broken. Until finally, we together cast all of our cares on the Lord, and we heard him say, your sins are forgiven. Where did we hear him say it? In his word. We began to read the scriptures together. And day after day, certain things would come up that dealt with our relationship, and your sins are forgiven were always with us. I think that's a mighty fine testimony that woman has to give to us. It's easy for us when we get disgusted because we have been wronged with our spouse. We have not been treated as we should have been. And so, well, let's start all over. And that happens in about 50% of the homes, they say, in our day, end up with a divorce. That should not be. It is always Christ saying to us, your sins are forgiven. And then we, looking into the eyes of that person, our husband, our wife, our father, our mother, our child, and say, I have rest. I have done all these things and they're wrong. I'm asking you to forgive me. Christ has forgiven me. Will you forgive me too? That is a crucial moment in the life of any home. Another menu that is on the table when Jesus Christ has invited you to the banquet feast is this one. As your day is, so your strength will be. I believe that we need to hear that so many times. In some ways, it's repetitious of what I'm saying. But now I'd like to turn it to world matters. We wonder what's going to happen to our old world. We have all kinds of prophecies that the United States is not going to be the number one in our society much longer, that others have powers that we thought were our protectors, but they are no longer our protectors. We have frail men and women trying their very best, and my prayers are always with them. But because they are human beings, they are inadequate in and of themselves. We're going to our nation's capital and trying to make it right there as to how we should live and what we should do with the future that is ahead, also in our state capitals. If we could only learn that as our day is as a nation, so our strength will be if we could only leave it with him. Now, I know that we have done everything that supposedly we can do. We have our chaplains in the Senate and in the House, and they seek to give us a word of God, I am sure. But what would happen, I know I've mentioned it before, but every time I see that things are really not good there, today I heard the president talk about how difficult some of these things were, if we would leave it all and turn it all over to Jesus Christ. I know what the answer is. Well, you can't do that because we have to have the separation of state. If we have carried that too far, then we had better confess that we can't get along without God Almighty and His saving grace and change it. Rely on Him. What would He have us to do? Even with a budget, a mighty budget that has its playback as far as our homes and communities and businesses are concerned. God, we know how important this is. We come to You. We need strength. With leadership like that, flowing right down into the midst of our household and our family, God will be with us. To all of this, you are invited. He wants you to come. But if we have to pass through this life and never accept it while we're here, then remember what He said, that very stern verse. No one who has breathed his last and has not accepted what I have to offer him will be offered anything at the heavenly banquet. Amen. Father in heaven, we pray that we may learn from You, that as our day is, so our grace is going to be, so our strength will be. Help us, O God, to not tumble through this world depending upon our own strength and insights. But whether it be in our home, in our office, wherever, and also in the capital of our United States, that we may be willing to say, the problems are too great. We have to turn to our Heavenly Father. And then hear Him say, as your day is, so I'm going to lead you, strengthen you, and give you that peace which passes all understanding. This nation under God, there is bound to be great things happening. This thing under man will have so much lacking that how long can it endure? In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's message has inspired you to put Jesus Christ first in your life, ahead of all other things, and allow Him to strengthen you and work through you. September is Anniversary Month for Christian Crusaders. Our first broadcast was aired September 6, 1936, on WMT Radio, live from Trinity Lutheran Church in Waterloo, Iowa. With 76 years of continuous radio broadcasts, Christian Crusaders is now the seventh oldest radio ministry in the United States. We are grateful to you, our listeners, for making this ministry possible with your financial support and prayers. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit, listener-supported radio ministry. If this program has touched your life in some way, please write or call us at Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. You can also email us at cc@naz.org. That's cc@naz.org. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-693-2484. CDs and printed copies of today's program are available free of charge. However, a gift of any amount to help cover production and mailing costs is always appreciated. Please address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. Or in the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. We are happy you chose to worship with us this day, and we invite you to join us again next Sunday on this station. Conducting today's service was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, speaker on Christian Crusaders for the past 51 years. Christian Crusaders has been broadcasting biblical truth continuously since 1936.